KFMB.
And now, Talk Radio 760 KFMB presents It's Your Money, Not Theirs, with your hosts Richard Musio and Joe Vecchio. Now, here are Richard and Joe.
Good evening and Merry Christmas to our lovely audience. Welcome to It's Your Money, Not Theirs. I'm Joe Vecchio, your co-host and announcer, and hope you all had a wonderful Christmas this year. And now time to announce the man of the hour, our main host, CPA Richard Musio, the family office guy. Good evening, Richard. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Well, not yet.
Good evening, everybody. Merry Christmas. Yeah, Happy New Year, I guess, in about a week. Mm-hmm. So, Joe, what was the best Christmas present you got this year?
Well, I got I get a lot of books, so I got a nice signed book on the New Deal from a good friend whom you know, and I really enjoyed that. So,
well, I got something really interesting, but it broke my heart. I'm a big baseball fan, right? And my mom was a big Phillies fan, so when I was a kid, even though we lived in San Francisco, I was a big Phillies fan, and in 1964, the Phillies blew like a 9-game lead with 10 games to go to not make the World Series. And so somebody, I won't mention who, sent me the book about the collapse of the 1964 Philadelphia Phillies, and it brought me back to the time when I was 6 years old and very sad.
Oh, God.
So that wasn't really a good gift, but it was interesting. But
well, on a happy note, you know, I thought, you know, by year end, a little nostalgia. You know, KFMB, they just celebrated, I think in August, their 70th year on the air, and I know KFMB AM in any case, and I just think we're very privileged to be in the same studios of people like Hudson and Bauer. You both remember them, right?
Absolutely.
Grew up with them.
And Bill Balance. Who remembers Bill Balance here? God, he was, for people who might be too young or not know, he was one of the, probably the first guy to just have women call in and talk about their husband and relationship problems. And he just, you know, he had this voice. He sounded like a dirty old man, but I'll tell you, he was brilliant. He was a Civil War expert. And I just remember him once telling some wife or girlfriend, he goes, well, what's wrong with him? Because he had a head full of rancid tapioca. So he had this colorful vocabulary. And, you know, we had Larson and Leitner here. This is, I mean, we're just privileged to be in that tradition. And so I just wanted to acknowledge that.
KFMB trivia. Yeah. So I've got some. We've got a special guest tonight named David Kane, but I'm going to give you some trivia about David. David has an interesting trivial fact about a certain phone number. David, do you know what I'm talking about?
I think I do.
Okay, what do you think I'm talking about?
Is this the fact that I still have the same phone number I did when I was in college in the early 70s?
This is correct. 40 years ago, this man's had the same phone number for 40 years, people.
Well, who is David A. Kane?
Well, he's, first of all, he can tell him a little bit more about who he is here in a minute or two, but he's the best volunteer we've ever had at the Oceanside Turkey Trot. He runs my finish line. Those of you who listened in the Sunday before Thanksgiving or the Sunday after Thanksgiving, you may recall we had about 8,000 runners out in Oceanside and about 12,000 people at the finish line Thanksgiving morning, and raised about $40,000 for Oceanside City Schools and raised a bunch of money for the Austin Vice Foundation, as well as some money for after-school running and fitness programs up in Oceanside. And the gentleman who runs the finish line, which had 8,000 runners come through it in the span of, what, about 2.5 hours, David? That's
easy.
Mr. David Kane. And so he is by far and away our best volunteer who runs the finish line for this huge charity event in Oceanside every Thanksgiving morning. And we couldn't do it without him. And David, I don't know what we're going to do next year, because we're going to have over 10,000 runners.
We'll just get up earlier.
Well.
And we do get up early now, so it's,
yeah,
fun. And I'm sure with the organizational skills we have from you and Kathy on down, we'll do a good job.
Yeah, I already get up early enough. You know, I run the 5-mile course before I run it for Sirius to make sure all the palm fronds and trash is removed from the course. Then I run the 5-mile course for Sirius. Then I do the 5K course wearing a turkey costume. So I did like a half a marathon, 13 miles, I think, on Thanksgiving morning. But it was worth it. Great cause, and we really appreciate your commitment to the community, David. But David, tell us about what you do professionally. Why can you afford to be such a great community volunteer?
Well, it's because I've been in the community for so long, as shown by my telephone number. But the day job is as an insurance agent, as an independent insurance agent, sometimes referred to as a broker, but that's actually a legal term. I'm an independent agent that just assists my families, my small businesses, and my clients in making the right decisions in mitigating risk and sending a premium off to the insurance company to hopefully get a large payoff down the road, whether it's on long-term care insurance, life insurance, disability, or the very much talked about health insurance.
So let me ask this. You use the word independent. We talk a lot about on the show quite a bit about when you're working with anything related to financial matters, the issue of independence and objectivity. If I want to buy health insurance, why don't I just call Blue Cross?
You can, but all you will get is a Blue Cross quote. And what I do is I make sure that I get the right product at the right price to fit the need. And it's some of the things that I say to my clients. I said, I'm going to provide you what you need, not what you want. And that takes some advising, that takes some coaching, and it takes some fact-finding to really find out what they need. They may want what they need. They may need what they want, but sometimes they don't match up. And that's my job as an independent agent to find the right product out there that's going to fit that need.
And it's pretty confusing. How many different health insurance products are out there, would you say?
Well, I ran a quote for a 50-year-old man the other day, and there were 78 different options that came up. And I did limit that to the number of carriers that we quoted. And wow. So I explained to him if he could understand that, he needs to be in my business.
And you do this for businesses and individuals, correct?
Yes, I do.
But better yet, let's assume I'm a business owner and I have to provide a health plan to my employees. You're saying that you can go out and you can find the company that maybe offers the best deal, or shall we say is most motivated, given on my population of employees, to give us something that fits, shall we say, the demographics of that employee population?
That's exactly right. And very often what we'll do is we'll narrow that down to a few separate plans, but more importantly is to work with each individual employee so that they select the right plan. If they've got a family, if they've got a spouse that's not well and they need to get guaranteed insurance or things like that. But one size doesn't fit all. So there's a lot of work that's involved, not just when you, quote, get the deal, but on enrollments, open enrollment, annual open enrollment, to sit down with each and every individual that's on the plan and make sure that we don't just roll over and accept the plan they had last year. Things may have changed. If they're adopted children, or if they have had a change of family status, those are the things we need to know.
So sometimes in the health insurance world, I hear people talking about individual and I hear people talking about group. Can you tell me the difference between individual and group?
The biggest issue today on that is that individual insurance is individually underwritten, meaning the price is set based on your risk to the insurance company all the way up to, we don't want you, we're going to decline the application. Whereas group insurance, and that's a group of two or more, could be husband and wife, could be business partners, or could go up to very large groups, is usually guaranteed issue, meaning that there's some mechanism to get that insurance in place at some price.
So if, for example, I have an employee who's had prior history of all kinds of health issues, a group plan might be a much better option because they're just included in this larger group and they're insuring the company's insuring a larger overall risk, shall we say, that's based on statistical averages and probabilities?
Some of that is true, and part of it is just state law. The state of California has a unique situation for small group that allows us to put a group in place for two people up to 50 on a guaranteed issue basis, and it's a published price, and it's one of those things where sometimes family businesses will do that. They'll have a change of health status, and they'll need to get a guaranteed issue and put in a small group plan of four or five people.
And quick question, because I know we have to go to break fairly soon. This Obamacare that we hear about, is this making health insurance easier or harder for employers to understand?
Well, it's been probably one of the biggest topics I've talked about for the last 2 years with my clients, because there's a lot of misconceptions, there's a lot of confusion, and things are changing slowly as far as the implementation of that law. But it has had several impacts. One is that it has increased the prices, because there are some things with children up to age 26 being able to get on their parents, and some other factors have entered into it. But it has been the hot topic the last 2 years.
All right. Well, with that thought, let's take a little Christmas and holiday break here. We'll be right back with more of It's Your Money, Not Theirs.
Just like the ones I used to know.
760.
KFMB.
What do you do when you have a small problem in your relationship? The best bet is to handle that issue before it turns into a real problem. Same thing goes for handling termites. Termites are the stealth bugs of the insect world. Hi, I'm Sue Fries, owner of Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. Did you know Ecola is the leading ecological solution for termite problems? Right now, termites are looking for a home, your home. Chances are they've already moved in and are swarming and nesting, becoming a real problem. We'll get rid of them quickly and conveniently with the Ecola Green Advantage. We use microwave, electrogun, and Ecola heat that eradicates termites without the overnight move-out hassle. Call us today for a free estimate at 1-800-332-BUGS. That's 1-800-332-BUGS. Ecola. ECOLA, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about the Ecola Green Advantage warranty. Call 1-800-332-BUGS. Get $100 off any termite work for new customers only.
What if you had to change careers? What if you suddenly needed to take on a new challenge? But what if that move was your choice? Instead of waiting for a change to find you, take control of your future with Concord Law School. Celebrating their 10th anniversary, Kaplan University's Concord Law School opened their virtual doors in 1998 and has helped over 1,000 graduates reach their education goals. Concord Law School's degree programs are designed to give you the ultimate flexibility. Don't let the challenges of work, family, or children limit your talent and potential. Go to law school from your home, office, or while traveling. Concord's live classes and 24/7 video lecture library are just part of their interactive, affordable, and accessible legal education program. A simple click online will help you learn more. Visit concordlawschool.edu. That's concordlawschool.edu. Discover the law school that comes to you. Enroll now for the upcoming term and find your future at concordlawschool.edu.
Attention, sleep apnea sufferers. This important announcement could change your life forever. If you have Medicare or private insurance, then you qualify to receive the CPAP replacement supplies you need absolutely free, plus free home delivery. Call Eye on My Sleep today. As a sleep apnea sufferer, you should know how important it is to replace your disposable CPAP parts on a regular basis to get the full benefit of your therapy and to avoid getting bacterial infection caused by unsanitary parts or red skin sores caused by over-tightening of your headgear. This is why insurance companies recommend you replace your mask, cushion, filter, and tubing every 3 to 6 months. Eye on My Sleep sends the supplies you need for free. Just call 800-292-8615 to get the full benefit of your therapy, plus a good night's sleep.
I called Eye on My Sleep, handled everything for me. In days, the replacement supplies arrived at my front door. It couldn't have been easier.
Eye on My Sleep delivers your free CPAP supplies to your door. Shipping is free too. They work with your insurance company and handle the paperwork. Call 800-292-8615. Call now, 800-292-8615.
The countdown is on, starting January 2nd. The Roger Hedgecock Show on Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart.
I hate to interrupt Mr. Sinatra, but Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays. Welcome back to It's Your Money, Not Theirs. And back to Richard and David A. Kane.
Yeah, Joe, I've heard stories about bad things that happened to people that interrupted Mr. Sinatra. He wasn't the nicest guy on the planet.
So, let's just say he was bipolar. He had his good moments and bads.
we'll walk you out of the studio when the show's over, Joe, just to make sure you get to your car safe.
You're parked way in the back.
Yeah, you're parked way in the back. So we were talking about Obamacare, and it's an interesting thing. I think here in California, people are really concerned about the changes that Obamacare...
Well, let's call it the Affordable
Health Care Act is going to require, particularly if you're an employer. I think California, because there's this thing that came in about 10 years ago in California called AB 1672. I think California is much more compliant than many states are with regard to what the Affordable Health Care Act might require employers to do. But David, can you comment a little bit on that? I mean, are we a little bit ahead of a lot of the country here in California with regard to, shall we say, Obamacare compliance already?
Well, and not along the lines of, let's say, compliance, but I think we're much more progressive in the state of California as far as the access to health insurance. And the state of California put that AB 1672 in place to allow small businesses, those businesses that are 2 to 50 people, to have guaranteed health insurance. And it's a published price. I can't offer any better price than the person down the street. So it's just a matter of service and support and knowing your product and your client in order to match up the right combination.
But David, at the break, you mentioned a very interesting story about a client whose wife had cancer and you were able to get them insurance. So maybe you could share that.
And I've got a whole ton of stories like that, but it's basically where someone has a pre-existing condition that would prevent them from getting your traditional individual and family health insurance, those that are fully underwritten and subject to decline, which cancer definitely would be. But this is a case where it was a bona fide business. They were actually residing in Colorado and relocated to California and were moving their business here. And we were able to, under the AB 1672 law, to get them health insurance on the wife. And she was in chemotherapy about 6 to 7 weeks later because she was going through a relapse of her cancer. And basically, they satisfy all the requirements of having the at least two people, being a bona fide business, having a business license, and having been in business for at least 7 weeks.
So you're saying two people means a group. That means you can qualify for group insurance if it's two people or more.
It takes two to tango.
Okay. So, small group, but it's a group. And you were able to get them the insurance they wanted in terms of whether they wanted to use Sharp, use Scripps, whatever their preferred provider was?
Exactly.
Okay. Neat stuff. So, yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people here in California don't really know that a group is two or more people. And if you do have somebody with a pre-existing condition, huge opportunity to, shall we say, provide coverage that is guaranteed.
Yes, exactly.
So let's switch topics a little bit away from health insurance. And let's assume that I wanted a really special Christmas present this year. And let's assume I'm an employee of somebody. And I'm concerned because I think I'm going to live a long time but not be really healthy because I've been under so much stress from working for my employer. Long-term care becoming, I think, much more important here in California. People live longer than they ever have. And especially out here in California, we have a lot of people with fairly healthy lifestyles. So I think we tend to age very gracefully here in California. But in many cases, we live so long that we need to go to independent living, assisted living, maybe even memory care, unfortunately. Long-term care insurance. I know a lot of people I know who are my age, call it 50 or so, they don't even have long-term care insurance. And the odds are they're going to be living until they're 85, 90, 95. So if I were a betting man, I would bet that a lot of these folks are going to need, shall we say, extended care at some point in their life. What's your experience been, David, with the long-term care arena?
Well, that's absolutely true. The number of people that are going into assisted living and memory care facilities is increasing every day, and probably something that you might even want to talk about on future dates. But as far as the specific products, and we didn't get too far from health insurance because long-term care insurance actually is considered health insurance. And the benefit there is that when you receive those proceeds, they're income tax free.
And by the way, I'm a CPA by training. We are able to deduct a portion, well, up to a certain limit, I forget the limit, of premiums paid for long-term care, just as we are able to deduct premiums paid for health insurance.
Exactly. And if the employer provides that benefit to the employee, it's considered like health insurance, so it's not taxed. So it's sometimes used as kind of a nice executive bonusing or something where the owner will give it to themselves and possibly to the spouse if the spouse is on payroll.
So you're saying you can discriminate with long-term care insurance? That is to say, with most plans, if I have all of these employees, I can't discriminate among them. That is to say, I have to provide the same thing to them that I provide to, shall we say, the owners are the highly compensated. Are you saying with long-term care, if I have a key employee and instead of giving them a bonus that would, you know, be subject to income tax, I can pay as a business benefit a long-term care insurance plan for their future benefit?
That is correct. Long-term care insurance is treated that way.
Now, the future, I think, of long-term care here in California is this thing called memory care. And I've got some clients who are, well, very well known in this space. If you look at the different levels of care, there is what we call independent living. That is to say, you go to a place where meals are provided and so on, and there's some general care. It transitions to what's called assisted living where you need more assistance, and then memory care is when the cognitive issues start happening and there's basically 24/7 extended care. I think a lot of people think that Medicare takes care of all of that, but I was doing some reading recently that suggests otherwise. Can you please comment?
Well, that's correct. Medicare is really designed as a health insurance to when you're in the hospital, doctors, prescriptions, and those things. So it's really not for a chronic illness that is going to keep you down for and impair your ability to do the seven daily activities of daily living. And so one of the interesting things about long-term care insurance is that it can start in the home. You don't need to be in the facility. And when you think about the older generation where the husband may get a little dementia but wants to stay in their own home, you just think of the wear and tear on the spouse trying to take care of the husband as long as, and they want to keep the husband in the home as long as they can until they're in need to go into a facility. So a lot of long-term care plans today offer an in-home care benefit, and that will actually stretch out the overall length that the policy will last. So long-term care insurance starts in the home and ends up in the facility.
Yeah, I'm going to share two stories about long-term care from personal experience. Well, the first is I know exactly what it costs, having had to provide some for some relatives during the course of my life. When somebody's in home, if the care is pretty much full-time, it can easily be $8,000 to $10,000 per month in terms of the cost of bringing in in-house resources. But the other interesting story, and you just mentioned this, David, frequently the healthier spouse will attempt to care for the, shall we say, not healthy spouse, and the healthier spouse becomes, shall we say, even less healthy than the unhealthy spouse because
exactly.
of the stresses involved. For example, my aunt, when my uncle started having onset of Alzheimer's, because she grew up during the Depression, didn't want to do anything with, shall we say, long-term care because it was her job to take care of her husband. And during the course of taking care of her husband, she fell and broke her hip. And of course, that's almost a death sentence. And in her case, it was. She did not live much longer than after suffering that fall. And they unfortunately did not have long-term care insurance. They never really thought about it. Like many, many people. And by the time they thought about it, they were pushing 80 years of age. And wouldn't you agree, David, it's too late at that age to even get it in many cases?
In many cases it is, either because of the age restriction or just the underwriting aspect of it, because it is underwritten.
So what age should people go out and get this insurance?
Unfortunately, we have to take a little break here, Richard, but after news, sports, and weather, we'll come back and cover these important topics.
Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun.
Go tell it on the mountain. 760 KFMB is on the air.
When it comes to your vehicle, trust the experts at Rapid Transmissions to keep you safely on the road this holiday season. Rapid Transmissions is offering a limited time only holiday special good through the end of 2011. That's right, this holiday special will not last. Stop by any of Rapid's three convenient locations in San Diego at 3905 Convoy Street, Escondido at 859 Broadway at the 78, or 8861 La Mesa Boulevard to receive a complete transmission service, an engine oil change, and a 21-point maintenance inspection on most vehicles for only $99.95. You are already saving $70 off the transmission service alone, and the 21-point maintenance inspection on most vehicles includes underhood, undercar, and brakes. Spend this holiday season with the ones you love, rather than stranded on the side of the road with a large automotive repair bill. Take advantage of the $99.95 holiday special before it's too late. Call now, 800-562-7675. That's 800-562-7675. Or visit rapidtransmissions.com. Happy holidays from Rapid Transmissions.
Hey, Slider Crusaders. So you've heard me talk about Newman replacement windows, and every day I read a new amazing customer testimonial. So if you're in the market for new windows or doors, you got to listen up. I'm here right now with the owner, Duncan Newman. All right, Duncan, right now I'm in the market for new windows. I want to experience the Newman advantage. Take me through the process. How does this work?
We will set up a free in-home estimate. We are available 6 days a week, evenings, weekends. One of my professional trained salespeople will come to your home. They will come with window displays, brochures, and a wealth of information, give you all of your choices. The rest is up to you.
How long does the installation process take?
Most installations are completed in 1 day without any stucco or drywall damage. and we make it as painless as possible.
Duncan, that's awesome. How can Slater Crusaders experience this Newman advantage?
You can call us toll-free at 1-877-7-NEWMAN. You can look us up on the website at newmanwindows.com, or you can come to any of our showrooms.
And Slater Crusaders get a free in-home estimate. Give them a call, 1-877-7-NEWMAN.
If you've ever thought about talking to a psychic, here's great news. Psychic Source is offering 10 minutes for $10. There are no hidden costs, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Learn what insights our psychics can share.
Is he ready to commit?
When should I ask for that promotion?
Is she telling me the truth?
Call Psychic Source now. Within minutes, you'll set up your prepaid account and take advantage of our special offer, 10 minutes for $10. At Psychic Source, you'll never worry about hidden charges because you prepay for as much time as you want. So call now and talk to our caring, insightful psychics. Each one goes through a rigorous screening process that ensures you're speaking with a skilled advisor. It's all part of our satisfaction guarantee. And with over 50,000 satisfied customers in more than 15 years of operation, what are you waiting for?
For this introductory offer, call 1-800-209-8923. That's 1-800-209-8923. Call now, 1-800-209-8923.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now, 1-800-224-1851. 1-800-224-1851. That's 1-800-224-1851.
Check 1-2.
January 2nd.
Follow me to 760 KFMB.
Roger Hedgecock. Talk Radio 760 KFMB, San Diego.
Hey, robber used Christmas in a bad way. With the information you need, I'm KFMB's Rick Williams. Well, San Diego police are hunting for a man who wore a mask and a Santa Claus hat when he robbed the Point Loma Cabrillo drugstore on Talbot Street yesterday morning. He acted like he had a gun and he got away with cash and pills. The San Diego County Department of Housing and Community Development, they were awarded $14 million from HUD, and that will be used to help homeless people across the region. And SeaWorld has a new official beverage, and it's an old favorite. It's Coca-Cola. The theme park is not using Pepsi anymore. They signed a 10-year deal with Coke. That takes effect New Year's Day. News brought to you by Mossy Nissan. At Mossy Nissan Poway, get a 2010 Ford Focus for only $12,977. Go to mossyusedcars.com now, VIN number 242905. KFMB weather, it's clear and 59 right now at Lindbergh Field. And in sports, the Chargers are not in the playoffs. Detroit beat them yesterday 38-10. Chargers president Dean Spanos told the Union Tribune he's not making any changes until the Oakland game next Sunday. And now here's the latest from ABC News.
The internet hacking group known as Anonymous says it's stolen thousands of credit card numbers from clients of a U.S. think tank. The goal, says one hacker, is to take money from the accounts and give it to charity. A tragic Christmas in North Texas, police in Grapevine found the bodies of four women and three men in an apartment, all shot to death. It's believed the shooter is among the dead. Fire sweeps through a home in Stamford, Connecticut, killing five people. Mayor Michael Pavia.
There probably has not been a worse Christmas day in the city of Stamford.
Those killed were the parents and children of well-known advertising executive Madonna Badger. She and another adult survived. The cause of the fire?
It'll be a number of days before we actually find out how this occurred and what happened.
Battalion Chief Antonio Conte. Badger bought the place last year, moving her family out of New York City. Another fire in Columbus, Ohio, killed three people, including a four-year-old boy. The house had no heat and no electricity. I'm Brad Wheelis, ABC News.
Merry Christmas!
Hi, this is Rick Roberts wishing you a very Merry Christmas from all of us here on Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
Happy holidays!
From 760 KFMB.
Check.
chestnuts roasting.
All right, welcome back to It's Your Monday Not Theirs. Wishing you all a Merry Christmas and Happy Holiday Season greetings for anyone who's not celebrating Christmas. Now it's time to go back to Richard and David.
And Joe, we want to thank our major sponsor, Lestat, right?
That's correct. We have to thank Lestat's one of our prime sponsors. Lestat's Coffee Houses, the original on Adams Avenue in Normal Heights, and the new location on University Heights. You know, they're open 24/7, 365. Great coffee, drinks, great menus, great people. And get over there if you have nothing to do on the holidays and do some people watching and mix and mingle. You're going to have a great time.
And ironically, we were talking about memory care before we went on break. And during break, we said to Joe, don't forget to plug our major sponsor, Lestat's, and 2 minutes later, he's totally forgotten.
I better get one of those policies.
So, Joe.
I'll have to see you at the break, David.
Joe, we got a great insurance guy sitting right to your right. Okay. So, David, before we went to the break, I was going to ask the question, or sort of ask the question, what age should people really consider buying long-term care? Because it gets way more expensive as you get older. And then my other question is, does it matter what somebody does, whether or not they might have long-term care? Let's assume I'm just a very sedentary guy who doesn't do anything except sitting on my couch all weekend versus, let's assume, I parachute and ride bicycles and race high-speed sports cars for my hobbies.
Two very good questions, and those are the questions I get asked all the time. But I think the first one is when to get it is I look at it from almost a financial planning aspect, and it's when you have assets that you need to protect. Because essentially what you're doing with long-term care insurance is you're putting a safety net under your financial plan so that you can get somebody else to pay for your long-term care when you need it the most. And what you do as hobbies and activities very much influences my recommendation on when someone should get it. If someone is riding, let's say on the weekends they're playing polo, or if they ride motorcycles and they have a much higher risk factor of getting an injury that may impair them, that would prevent them from getting the care, the insurance later on, that's a real good indicator to get it early. Now, they may not have assets to protect, but if your son is a professional motorcycle stunt rider, you may want to get long-term care insurance before they get to a certain age where their occupation would bounce them out. But the main thing is people don't think about long-term care insurance until they start getting close to Medicare age. And as we spoke, Medicare will not cover long-term care other than about 90 days. If someone's been in the hospital 3 days, then you can go into a care facility. But really, it's not long-term care. It's not going to protect your financial base. So I look at it as when people have gotten to an age when they have some assets, they own a home, they own a business, they've got some assets they need to protect, and they can afford the premium payment. Those are the things that you want. You want to keep once you start a policy, you want to keep it. You can keep them forever. And the earlier you get it, the cheaper it is. And I always talk about the big round numbers, because it goes up when you hit 50, it goes up when you hit 60, and it goes up when you hit 65, 70, and those big round numbers with.
And to clarify this one point, you said Medicare is only good for 90 days. So that means in the first 90 days I've got coverage, but if I have to go to a long-term care facility after 90 days, if I don't have long-term care insurance, there's no Medicare.
You're on your
Is
own.
That right?
You're
there's
on
no
your
Medicare.
Own. If you don't have any assets, you can go on Medi-Cal.
Of course.
You can go on the welfare piece of that, but you don't get the choice of facilities when you're on Medi-Cal. A lot of your higher-end facilities may not have a Medi-Cal bed, but that's exactly right. Medicare, or the VA, and many of your government sponsored programs do not cover it. It's one of the reasons why they have made the premiums tax deductible to some extent. They've made the benefits income tax free, and they've made it a discriminatory benefit when it's offered to employees of the company or key employees. So yes, that is absolutely correct.
Right. Right now, all of this is good public policy, because the government doesn't want to be supporting through government payments such as Medicare long-term care needs that people otherwise can fund on their own, and by giving income tax incentives to own, for example, this kind of insurance, or allowing discrimination, that's less money that the government has to spend. Since the government doesn't have any money to spend anyway, it's good to encourage private citizens and business owners to self-fund these things. So speaking about business owners, let's sort of shift directions a little bit. Let's assume that I own a business with a partner or a few partners, and we're all fairly healthy, and none of us really want to buy life insurance, but we want to make sure that if something bad happens, we don't have as one of our partners, one of our spouses, or one of our other heirs or descendants, such as a child, if we're not married, becoming one of our partners. What can you do for small business owners who are in the situation of having partners and protecting them from, shall we say, some of the unexpected things that life can throw at them?
Well, we commonly refer that to that as a buy-sell agreement, and it's something that my clients work with their attorneys on to set up a formal written document where they have a buy-sell, meaning that if one partner dies, the other partner has a contractual commitment to buy them out at a set price. The issue comes in, where do we get the money to buy them out? Because we do not want the other spouse, beneficiary spouse or the living spouse, to be our new business partner. So you have a life insurance policy on your business partner back and forth so that that cash is there to buy out the surviving spouse or surviving children, or in some cases, it could be a litigated system where, let's say, somebody's in an automobile accident and there's a lawsuit pending out there. Here's some cash to get the attorneys to at least go away for a while.
But that doesn't really replace life insurance itself either, does it? I mean, that's just a specific application of life insurance. I may also want to protect my family because I may be the large income earner. And so I've noticed many business owners, they only consider life insurance in the context of their partners, a buy-sell agreement, but they don't necessarily consider it in the context of their life partners, like spouses, children, and so on.
Correct.
Okay.
And many times you'll find a business owner will have multiple life insurance policies. I've got one client that has a $2 million policy for his wife. So if he dies, his family and his children can go to school. He's got another life insurance policy that he owns, but the beneficiary is the bank because he owes them so much money. And then he has another life insurance policy that the beneficiary is his business partner, and so that his business partner can buy him out. So everybody is made whole. And those are three different life insurance policies on the same individual for very specific needs.
And I hear general terms thrown about different kinds of life insurance, terms like whole life, term life. I would assume the application that the insurance is being acquired to handle or, you know, that, you know, to accommodate would maybe affect somebody's decision about whether to buy a permanent product, that is to say, a product that has some investment features versus a product that might just insure, for example, somebody passing away during a term of years, say the next 10 years. Is that correct?
It is, yes. And, you know, with the way we look at term insurance, it's like rent. You don't have any equity buildup. You don't have any cash value, whereas in the whole life and some of the UL policies, the VUL policies, those are universal life policies. They have a equity asset buildup, if you will, in the form of cash value. And they're used interchangeably in those three areas that I talked about for the buy-sell agreement or just the family protection or any other use for life insurance.
And then there's one other use I'll just mention briefly, since I work with family offices and very high net worth families. In many cases, life insurance can be a very good alternative to fund what we call estate tax, E-S-T-A-T-E. That is to say, high net worth families that pass away with $20, $30, $40, $50 million of assets have to pay estate tax, but we don't necessarily want to sell their assets.
Yeah. Pardon me, Richard, but we do have to take a short break right now, but we'll be back with more of It's Your Money, Not Theirs after this short announcement.
With a new year approaching, Talk Radio 760 KFMB is proud to announce that on January 2nd, San Diego's radio mayor will be serving a new term from a new office.
All right, it's Roger Hitchcock, and the rumors are true. Mark your calendar, January 2nd. I'll bring the talk show to Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
Stay informed in the new year. Make the move and follow Roger Hitchcock to his new office. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. on Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
Gary Marichal and the Marichal Design and Remodeling family believe there truly is no place like home for the holidays.
Hi, I'm Gary Marichal. At the holidays, there's nothing more special than enjoying all the comforts of home and the true blessings of family and good friends. Through the years, we've had the privilege of getting to know families throughout San Diego, and we've built friendships that we truly value and appreciate. I'd like to take this opportunity to wish each of you the very best for the holidays, health and happiness in the new year. And thank you all for inviting us into your homes.
Helping San Diegans celebrate their home for the holidays and throughout the year. Marichal Design and Remodeling, 2011 National Remodeler of the Year and 7-time Better Business Bureau Torch Award winner and finalist. You can trust your home to us. Call 619-441-9300 or visit trustyourhometous.com. On behalf of Gary Marichal, the office and design center staff, warm wishes for a wonderful holiday season.
Why did I choose the LASIK Vision Institute when I decided to have LASIK surgery? For lots of reasons. I wanted doctors with experience. The LASIK Vision Institute independent doctors have performed nearly a million procedures. They are very affordable, with prices starting as low as $299 per eye, and their financing programs make it easy. I'm glad I chose the LASIK Vision Institute. It was a life-changing experience. If you've wondered if you're a candidate for LASIK to improve your vision and enjoy more activities without the hassle of glasses or contacts, call the LASIK Vision Institute to set up a free LASIK evaluation. The call is toll-free. So call now for your free LASIK evaluation. The free LASIK evaluation is for a limited time, so call right now. It could be life-changing for you.
For your free LASIK evaluation, call 800-410-5622. That number again is 800-410-5622. 800-410-5622 for your free LASIK evaluation.
If you've become self-conscious of your smile, let Dr. Peter Helwig help. You already know Dr. Helwig in East San Diego is more than qualified and experienced. You know he takes most insurance, and he's very competitive in the market, that he offers a free consultation. And you know if you wanted to, you could have sedation to calm those nerves. Gaps, missing, broken, or chipped teeth not only damage your smile, they really could be causing more than just cosmetic problems. Call Peter at 619-993-6505 and smile again.
Have you ever wanted to go solar but felt the initial investment was too high and the payback too long? Solar Alliance of America has developed the number one rated solar energy program in the country. Imagine owning your own solar electric system and having the state and federal government and your utility savings pay for 100% of your system. Tune in every Saturday at 4 p.m. to listen to Artie Rose from Solar Alliance of America explain how it all works, or call 855-SOLAR. That's 855-SOLAR. Find out the facts. 855-SOLAR. Or go to solaralllianceofamerica.com.
Hi, Kevin Lyons here with Anchor Funding, and I'm here to tell you that it's time. It's time to start putting extra money into your pocket each and every month. It's time to lower your mortgage payment, get out of that adjustable, pay off your credit cards, and start saving money each and every day. If you're paying more than 4.5% on your mortgage, you're paying way too much. We just had a couple come into our office. They lowered their mortgage payment and are saving themselves over $300 a month. That's $3,600 a year, or over $100,000 over the life of the loan. That's extra money in your pocket to do what you want with. Pay off your car, maybe get that home improvement you've always wanted to do. Anchor Funding is a direct lender, so there's no broker. You get to skip out the middleman. Call me at 800-333-5157. That's 800-333-5157. Start saving money with the refi today or visit us at anchorfunding.net.
Equal Housing Lender, California Broker Number 01276087. Not all applicants qualify.
7,000 high school students drop out every school day. That's one every 26 seconds. So here's a 26-second message of encouragement.
Hey, I'm Matt. I know, sometimes you think no one cares if I finish high school, right? Well, I do. Me and thousands of people you've never even met. Okay, here's the thing. When you graduate, you have better opportunities to make more money, have a cool job, you know, just have a better life. So the next time you need a little support, a little motivation, just know there are a whole lot of shoulders for you to lean on. So stay in school and graduate.
Do you have 26 seconds to convince a student to stay at their desk? Now you can share your message of support at boostup.org. We can keep students in school. Visit boostup.org and take the first step. brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Go tell it on the mountain. 760 KFMB is on the air.
Sleigh bells ring.
All right, welcome back to It's Your Money, Not Theirs. Season's greetings to everybody. And we would like to thank one of our premier sponsors, Lestat's Coffee Houses in Normal Heights and also University Heights. Hey, get down there on New Year's Eve. They always have something good going on. I'm pretty sure there's... Check out the calendar. Go to the website, lestats.com. Great coffee, great menu, great people. Get down there and support them. And also... Our special guest tonight, David A. Cain, C-A-I-N. If you would like to reach him, he has a website. Believe it or not, it's davidacain.com, ironically enough. And his office number is 858-481-7655, 858-481-7655. And his email is dcain@sbcglobal.net. So back to you, Richard and David.
So, David, one insurance that I noticed that a lot of people don't really think much about, but it's important to me because at one point in my life I was disabled. I lost my eyesight in 2001 and really couldn't work again until 2003 while I was having a multitude of surgeries and procedures. It's called disability insurance. That is to say, during your working life, you don't get hit by a truck and die. You get hit by a truck and you can't work. And so you've got a lot of income coming in, and all of a sudden you can't make that income because you're no longer working. Can you talk a little bit about how you can help business owners in particular, but also people in general with what we call disability insurance?
Well, we sometimes refer to disability insurance as paycheck insurance because essentially that's what it's doing. It's there to insure a portion of your income. And it can be used by your business owner who is making significant money and sometimes has significant expenses, but also putting money back into the company so they can use that as a way to keep the company afloat in the event that they become disabled. It's often used in that buy-sell agreement as well, where they not only use life insurance, but they'll get a disability policy on the multiple partners. And then it can also be offered as an employee benefit to your staff, and that is usually a voluntary benefit where the employees select a percentage of their income they want to protect, and they pay a relatively moderate premium. And in many cases, it is a guaranteed issue in those group plans. Your higher net worth professionals, doctors, attorneys, dentists, and things like that, they need to get rather special plans that insure their occupation, because somebody who is a surgeon, they need all 10 digits of their hands, their fingers. If they lose a finger or something like that, they cannot make the kind of income as a neurosurgeon that they would. And so they need a special policy that is referred to as your own occupation, as opposed to any occupation. But the standard disability policies are a way of just simply mitigating that risk of the inability to generate income and support the family.
And I read somewhere that the odds of becoming disabled before you're the age of 65 are higher than the odds of dying before you turn 65, given how long life expectancy is now. I guess I'm one vote in favor of becoming disabled before you turn 65, and I'm glad I only became disabled. I didn't die before I turned 65 because the disability was much preferred over, for example, the option of, you know, not being on this planet. So anyway, it came in handy for me having disability insurance, that's for sure. So, David, during the break, you were talking about an interesting story, and I don't want to give it away, but can you, without being very specific so that you're not compromising anybody's personal identity, tell us?
Absolutely. Yeah, and one of those things is the time of year we're in this last 2 or 3 months is open enrollment for many of your health insurance plans, and very often employees have to pay a portion of their health insurance premium now. And so they're, against my advice, they will pick a plan that has a huge deductible, a large, very, very large deductible or out-of-pocket maximum. And I'm talking like $5,000, $6,000, $10,000, $16,000 a year in order to save on the out-of-pocket premium they have to pay. And I've had cases where right in the middle of open enrollment, they have a family issue where someone needs to go in and have all types of tests done and find out that $8,000 deductible is reached in one day. And that's a big expense to have hit a family of four, $8,000 out of pocket in December. And so I always make my clients aware that there's a risk reward to those lower premiums. And I have one situation right now where luckily we were able to make the changes during a late enrollment period to help a family get back into the zero deductible plan. And so I think that was the best Christmas gift I could have given them, is a $8,000 savings.
No kidding. That's a lot of money around the holidays, especially if you have your kid's second half tuition due in January like I do. But it's a lot of money.
I'm not sure my wife spent that much, but we did have quite a pile of toys. And I got to say, I do love all the remote control gifts we gave my granddaughter, because they're actually more for me. But on to our subject. I just had to get that in. We didn't spend quite $8,000, but I'm having a ball.
So we've got an interesting guest coming up next week on It's Your Money, Not Theirs. That would be Carolyn Kling. She's going to be our New Year's Day guest. She assists high net worth families with their investment decisions, in other words, how they invest their money, and with how they manage and reduce their investment risk. So that's an exciting way to start the new year next week. And then on January 8th, we're going to have our nation's latest presidential candidate, Mr. T.J. O'Hara, joining us. Ooh. So we're going to kick off the new year, I think, in a really exciting fashion. But this has been a good year. Again, this is our last show this year, because our next show is January 1st. That means you can't listen to us until next year, people. What do you think about that, Joe?
I think you should be careful about the term kick off when we're talking about long-term care.
Or life insurance.
Life insurance.
I know.
Very good. Very good.
I know. But it's been a good year here at KFMB. We've had some interesting shows. Again, check out our podcast at www.iymoney.com.
Correct. There's a link.
Also by email, joe@iymoney.com or rich@iymoney.com. We've had some great guests, some great topics, and we're going to do more of the same next year in 2012. And David, we really much appreciate your time. Any last thoughts on insurance?
Thank you, and Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to everyone. Prosperous new 2012. But the one thing I want to leave people with is find an insurance agent that can become part of your trusted advisor team. Make sure you meet with that team. Let them talk together. You can talk independently. I very often will sign a release where I can talk to the attorney, I can talk to the CPA, and so that we can have a very, very focused, orchestrated effort to protect our clients, protect their assets, and their families.
And one other thing I'll make a comment on, I'll notice a lot of business owners, when it's time to renew their insurance, they just sort of sign the renewal form, and they don't really apply any due diligence to that which they have and ask, has anything changed, is anything different? Do we need to look at other options?
Exactly. They're so busy trying to make it in these tough times. They're trying to make sure their revenue is up. They've got personnel issues. They've got challenges with taxes. And it is a big issue, but they need to spend the time. They need to have the advisor and focus.
And by way of a conclusion, because we're getting close to the end, but end of the show, I should say. But David, you've been here, what? You went to the same high school your mother went to? How many generations you've been in San Diego?
Long time, yes. My mother graduated from San Diego in Encinitas. I graduated from San Diego in 71, and both my children graduated from San Diego Academy, same campus. Wow. They changed the name, but yes, we go way back.
Wow, so you have definite roots here. So anyway, thank you very much for being our guest. Merry Christmas and season greetings. Richard, same to you. You want to wish our listeners?
You as well, Joe.
Thank you, thank you. And we also would like to thank Justin Hart, our superior board operator, and sound engineer Craig Blanke, our account executive extraordinaire, Dave Sniff, the programming genius here at KFMB Radio, and from the KFMB family to yours, season's greetings. We'll see you
next year.
Next year. Thank you.
January 2nd.
Follow me to 760 KFMB.
Roger Hedgecock. Talk Radio 760 KFMB. San Diego.